This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, the beginning of the week. Monday, October 27th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Before I start my plan, which is basically we're going to hash out what is trending inside the news, I was privileged to listen. I use the word privileged loosely because it wasn't a privilege. It's one of those things that vexate your spirit. But I listened to another radio program, right? I get my news from social media. And this caller called in. I'm saying this because I'm beating Aaron, right? I'm listening to the audience. I want you all to listen and to analyze what I'm talking about. A caller called in, nice lady. And she proposed that there cannot be a by-election because Queen Elizabeth is dead. She said that our constitution is based on Queen Elizabeth's signature, that to do anything legal, which is to have the House of Parliament swearing in people, the Governor General, et cetera, needs to be a constitutional action to move the Queen from being the head of the Bahamas to the King being the head of the Bahamas, right? That's her theory, that's her thesis. Right? And I listened, because I've heard it before.
Now, theory versus thesis. Is this a theory or this is something she's posited in?
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
I still beaten. I gave him the narrative.
That's good, because group of season soon concludes.
Yes. And that's why I purposely used a theory. That's her theory. Mm-hmm. And then moving from that theory to her thesis. This is what she's proclaiming to be factual. Mm-hmm. I ain't reached there yet on whether it's factual or not. Right? But this is what our theory is, that because our constitution mentions Queen Elizabeth and her heirs. I assume her son is the heirs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. One would assume, but I ain't reached it yet. She said that.
Yeah, his daddy is, but still,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. One would assume, what she's trying to say, that because she died or transitioned, that everything stops. That there's going to be some kind of referendum change in law. And I had no problem with it, though, because everyone has their own interpretation. My concern is so many people believe her. And now this is where my concern come in. Imagine a random caller, random, I don't know her from Adam or Eve, calls into the show. And of course, they have their opinion. I'm not saying that it's false. I'm not saying that it's true. But a random person calls a radio station and purport a factual, something that's fact, right? And nothing is wrong with that, but one would assume they say, hold on, ma'am. Who you is? I say it like that to be bohemian. Who you is? Are you an attorney? That's one question I would ask, since she's talking about law, mm-hmm. right? Then I would ask you, are you a specific type of attorney? Are you a constitutional attorney? That's your entire work? What you're known for is this. These are the basic questions. So I can continue to interrogate you, allow you to speak, that you're speaking from some sense of knowledge, some historical sense. Then I say, no, this woman is a learned woman because, of course, she's an attorney, like I mentioned. And this woman is not just a learned woman. She specializes in the Constitution. She has a history of it, right? And then I would engage you on my concerns or whatever you say, because you could be an expert on things. I could be totally disagree with you. So, man, you ain't making no sense, even though you're an expert, mm-hmm. right? My concern that in our desperation as behemoths, to challenge all of our systems, right? We allow people, everyday people, ordinary people, people who have not solidify who they are, to come on the airwaves and utter things they say is a statement of fact without challenging them. Mm-hmm. Now, I put in this. We are a Commonwealth country, mm-hmm. right? Meaning that we were formerly
a British colony,
mm-hmm. right? We follow people like Australia, New Zealand,
Canada.
And South Africa, the list goes on.
You know, U.S. is also a Commonwealth country?
Not a Commonwealth. See, the term Commonwealth came hundreds of years after.
You know that they are a former colony of...
Yeah, but the term Commonwealth comes hundreds of years after.
That's not the point. The point is they're still a part of...
Yeah, but they're not part of the Commonwealth.
They are. Don't mind them.
Yeah, they're not part of the Commonwealth. They have a list of countries who are part of the Commonwealth. And, of course, the United States is not a part of that list.
Hold on. Whose list? Because, you know, sometimes
I keep
a list in my office and you keep a list in your office. And sometimes the same thing don't be on the
Kingdom
list.
The United Kingdom have a list.
You sure it's on the UK list and not on the US list?
Yes, I remember. I'm sure of it because it came up and they said that when the term Commonwealth came out, the United States was an independent state for over 200 years.
Listen, they're not a part of the Commonwealth.
That's all we're talking about. If that is not a part of the Commonwealth.
No,
full stop.
Not.
That's what we're talking about. So... I list all of these mm-hmm. countries, and I think it's about maybe 50-odd countries that are mm-hmm. part of this Commonwealth, right? We are not unique, even though we are unique, right? Our constitution, even though it is made specifically for us, it was a cookie-cutter type constitution, and then they put in the specifics afterwards.
So it's a single model, and countries were able to amend parts of the model.
Or whatever it is. Have you seen Canada, which still have close ties to the United Kingdom, have they started questioning whether the king is still a part of the Commonwealth? Have you seen any kind of articles or specificity of them questioning their constitution regarding this?
No.
What about New Zealand?
I ain't sure. They wear it down there.
Yeah, they wear it down there.
New Zealand, Australia, they wear it.
But see, now I'm not saying that the Bahamians here are not learned. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that the lady who called into that show is not a learned lawyer or whatever, right? But I'm seeing that we are so prepared to accept anything that we're not questioning who the people are who are purporting these things as fact. There's a number of issues also. There's another gentleman who... Go ahead, you want to comment?
Before you go there, let's... Put down the part about questioning who is saying it. Mm. Are we really questioning what is being said? Right? Are we going to go back to that?
No, I like to hash so. But let me add this, and then we go back to what is being said. There's another gentleman who comes on another talk show, and they keep on debating or harping on a particular point about the Constitution and about immigrants. And this particular immigrant is the Haitian immigrant and their Constitution. I don't care about what happens in the Haitian constitution, though, because only one constitution in the Bahamas. I'm not sure if you know which constitution trumps every other constitution in this country. That's a baited question. Only one constitution matters. That's my point.
Constitution.
So when I hear supposedly exposed people saying, oh, but what about this people's constitution? I say, oh, like, you ain't focused. Only our constitution matters.
And with that particular matter, that's not even the point. The point is that if the procedure could only take place on Haitian ground, why y'all not recognizing the Haitian embassy as Haitian ground? You recognize the U.S. embassy as U.S. ground all the time. Mm. You recognize the sovereignty and the integrity of other embassies and consular spaces. Why not the Haitian one? But I mean, it's about understanding jurisprudence and understanding the law. We're not subject to the Queen. We're subject to the Crown.
Yes.
The Queen was subject to the crown.
Yes.
Charles subject to the Crown.
This is where the Magna Carta come in. They're all subject.
But I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's the Crown that rules us, mm-hmm. and whoever the Crown deems to represent it.
Heirs and successors.
Yeah, that boy have big ears like his daddy, eh?
Yes. Yeah. See, and again, the reason for this conversation is, why are we prepared to entertain people who we know have no legal degree? Right? We know that's a fact. We start off. And then you said, you ask them, where have you studied And they cannot call a college, university, whose job it is to interrogate and to make you proficient in a knowledge. But we are prepared to listen and say, okay, it sounds good. Therefore, it must be true.
We would have gone on a walkabout and we found 12 students. It sounds excellent.
It sounds excellent.
Don't mean anything.
What does that say about us as a Bahamian people? Because this conspiracy theory, especially concerning our constitution, is now becoming a rhythm. People beating this drum. Again, other talk show hosts, what do you say, were they allowing it to happen? What's it called? Anyway, other talk show hosts.
They let it stand unchallenged.
Unchallenged.
Right. They don't even say, hey, I'm not prepared to do it in this moment, but that statement requires challenge.
I'm going to bring an expert to come back and comment on what you say. I can let you say what you say.
Yeah.
But later on, I'm going to bring an expert to come and talk about this.
And I think that's where the danger lies, right? That we are balancing our freedoms and responsibilities, our rights and our responsibilities, right? There's a freedom of expression, but there's also a responsibility to ensure that you don't cause violence or damage or hurt or, right, injury to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, on this space, people say, why I can't say what I want to say and you say what you want to say? Because, first of all, I'm the host and I can take the brunt. If you make a mistake, I can take the hit. If I make a mistake, I'm going to take the hit, right? But you could say something if you allow us to challenge it. This idea that you should just say something and we should hang up the call and then just move on to the next caller. No. If you want the freedom to say things, then you have to accept the responsibility that that thing you said may be challenged, may require challenge, that we may not be able to move forward until we address it.
But as I transition, I would say to the Bahamian listening audience, if the person does not have a degree in constitutional law, don't listen to them. Ask that question, and when they say yes or no, then you move on and say, okay. I'm not saying that Bahamians who do not have a degree cannot speak on certain things, you know.
Yeah, see, because right? I can make a point right here, which is very personal. I hear you saying that speaks right to me. When I agree with you, I'm also saying that people like Aaron Green that don't have a law degree or a constitutional law background should moderate her speech on certain subjects. But I tell you what, I won the referendum. I won the gender equality referendum, right? I was able to foresee the advancement or to see the advancement of the law where other people didn't see it, right? So not necessarily that you have to have a law degree, but you have to be prepared to say what your opinion is weighted in.
Opinion or informed fact.
No, pause. Mm-hmm. There's fact, but in the law, fact is established by the judge. And in the scope of that, there's space for that fact to change by a higher court, right? A higher court could come in on an appeal and say, hey, I think you need to go back and re-examine this.
Okay.
A higher court could say you're wrong on the matter, but the judge establishes fact within the scope that it could be changed.
Trial of fact.
Right, there's opinion and there's informed opinion.
Yes.
And what we do between the two of our shows is we ask our callers not just to come with opinion, but to become with informed opinion, because we may challenge you and we may ask you to explain further.
Simple question. Where you get that from?
Bang.
Just tell me where you get it from so I can entertain the conversation further. Where you get, how you come to that conclusion? You know, what learned person you get that from and you now expressing your opinion on it?
Right. Give us the context upon which your opinion sits and then we could continue the conversation.
Yes. Now, if you want to continue that conversation, you always call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And, of course, you're calling from the Family Islands. It's 242-300-5720. I just mentioned the numbers because I'm pivoting. I'm pivoting because I want to talk about Hurricane Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Hurricane, not Hurricane, forgive
let me.
Is it a hurricane yet?
She's a hurricane now.
Okay, great.
Let me your phone. I'm trying to find, my phone can't access a download from a government website. I want to see if your fancy phone could do it.
You can do it.
Yeah, open it
let
up.
Let me open it up. Let's go to that caller there, Kermit. Was,
so I'm telling everybody, the Disaster Risk Management Authority, DRM Authority, is your site to go to.
Yes.
If you go to getready.gov.bs. Getready.gov.bs. On that site, we have the 2025 shelter list.
Okay.
right? And so I was unable to download the shelter list from my mobile phone, even though I was able to download it on my laptop last night.
Okay.
So I'm trying to see if I could download it on your device.
Okay. Let's go to the callers. See all the lines. I'll let up. I'll see what type of conversation. Because like I said, I want to talk about Hurricane Melissa. I want to talk about what does a Hurricane 5 means, right? I want to talk about, I remember Hurricane Dorian and it stayed over Abaco for 24 hours. And then I'm talking about this slow-moving Melissa. Seems like it's going to be 4 days over Jamaica. And I want you to conjure that in your mind. 24 hours from the damage that happened in Abaco and 4 days of hurricane they anticipate. Let's go to the call there. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AM, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nui, and good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Yeah, see, you heard my little quick little rhyme on Hurricane Melissa, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, but listen, I can't let you get away with this one. You know, the original reason, you see, with the great letter that you call the Magna Carta, I learned about it from maybe what, I can't remember, grade 8, grade 9. It's in a book called The Great Controversy. It's also in the book called The Man for All Seasons, right? It was grade 10. It was English literature, I guess. But what happens was, remember now, England was a feudal system, and, you know, maybe inconspicuously it still is because we all pay taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I would have read this story decades ago about King John, who went beyond, right? Now, he imposed his imposition of taxes and the nobility, just the exaltation of the nobility. And the reason for the Magna Carta was to show that kings and queens are not above the law, and they are subjected to the rule of law. And so out of this, I guess, this set a trend for democracy throughout the world. But we must realize that we don't need someone. Sometimes, you know, I respect people with degrees, but I respect common sense. So I don't know if you ever heard about people like Jack Parsons, John Crawl, a lot of non-pundits who actually debunked a lot of things from university, like, let's say, orbital deviances. Jack Parsons is the man who started the space program, et cetera. You could go on, a lot of non-pundits or polymathic or autodoctrical people that actually educate. And I deal with common sense. If Aaron speaks about the law, I would. Aaron said something right now that I don't even know if you noticed it. You're subject to the crown. So the legality of the person saying because the Constitution needs to be rewritten and we'll be smitten or bitten because the queen turned into a king because we have King Charles now, whatever, right? So we must look at these things, and then Aaron said something, we accept what is given to us. And that's absolutely true. And so King John was very obnoxious, and he wanted to keep the people subjected to him as the a supreme and only a totalitarian type authority. And that's not the way democracy works. And so up to the day you and I live, we still adhere in some of this legacy of this BS that they have given us, in which we still deify men. So to me, the laws of God, not the laws of men, because the laws of men has incorporated the hearts of men because of colonialism. I don't know where these words come from. I just use common sense. I applied it during the COVID-19 science by being truthful to the people, but yet I was ridiculed. And hating people doesn't mean they're incorrect.
Okay.
You know, yeah, just listen, man. Yeah, man. You got to give thanks and praises and use common sense in this life. Don't worry about no degree, man.
Yes.
Don't say they got the 33rd degree. All them worshiping Satan.
Yes. I understand. And then there are those who believe that Satan is the God of the earth and that he's, see, just go complicated and just downhill after that.
Just, but once you don't say God is a woman, then it'll all
they have doctrines like where God is a woman also. Then they have doctrines where God is unisex. It all depends on what foolishness you want to believe, man. But let's go back to the conversation.
Say what?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't hear you what you said just
now. They say God is, what do they have, them things would have two sex. You're a smart one. We have two sexes.
Transgender?
No. The two sexes. You're born with it.
Oh, you mean
hermaphrodite.
Thanks very much.
That grouping is now referred to as intersex.
Intersex?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It'll all change in there.
There are four categories of intersex, four basic categories of intersex expression or presentation. They include an outward, external presentation of both genitalia, yeah. Sex of genitalia. Yeah. Some are hormonal. Some are internal, and so you would only discover that a person is intersex, or like the old Bible talk, say, hermaphrodite, and you wouldn't discover that until you perform an autopsy.
Okay. That's complex. Wow. Let's go back to the caller.
Life is complex.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Guardian Radio.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. How you all doing?
Doing well.
Good.
I didn't go to get onto this. I called for something else, but I believe everybody is a male. a man. A woman is a man with a womb. That's why they say womb man. You can't take a bone from a cat and make a dog. You can't take a rib from a cat and make a cow. You have to make a cat with a cat womb. So I think that's why they call, that means it's only my stupid thing. I think that's why they call him womb man, a man with a womb. You know, I could be wrong, but what I really call for, what type of thing we're doing now, man? We're killing them, putting them on the side of the road, in the bush. We're burning them, putting them in the bush. What's going on?
People are...
What's happening? What's going on, man? You're just about to sit up and... I mean, what's happening?
I could tell you, but you could tell me I'm wrong. People are in crisis. People are in psychological crisis.
You know you're in crisis before you lay down in the bed.
Let me tell you something. Hold on. Pause. Pause. Tree. Look here. Let me tell you something, Uncle. Let me tell you something. A whole bunch of people out here right now doing foolishness on this road. Let me tell you something. You talk about you know you in crisis. Half of these people out here don't know they're in crisis. On the road driving drunk all day. Refusing to stop at stop signs, red lights, refusing to use their turn signal. I was behind some idiot Saturday evening who was obviously drunk, obviously on their phone, obviously veering onto the sidewalk, veering into the other lane. And every time somebody beeped their horn to attempt to correct their behavior before they crash, they got even more, every time they got even more disgusting. To the point they were so drunk that when a motorcycle overtook the line of traffic that he had created behind him, the drunk driver, he veered into the lane and almost knocked the motorcycle rider down. Y'all stop talking this foolishness about these people. Y'all don't know y'all in crisis.
Thank you very much, Erin. Mental health is a serious thing in the Bahamas.
And if I miss and hang up to somebody, I'm sorry.
Mental health is a serious thing in the Bahamas. And we must consider that before we...
You saw the video. Hold on.
Opinions.
Did you see the video circulating this weekend online? A gentleman is in a he's in a tall vehicle, right? And he's in the back of a line of traffic that is like going at an intersection. And there's a left turn lane, right? And there's two straight, like there's a straight lane. The police vehicle is in the left turn lane, and the driver who's recording the scene is narrating because he knows exactly what's going to happen. And exactly what he said was going to happen, happened. The police vehicle in the left turn lane forced its way into the straight bound traffic without even a turn signal, not a siren, not a light, nothing, nothing. Mental health is a serious issue in this town.
I agree. Let's engage this caller here waiting there, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, you're a live caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning to Mr. Nuri and Erin Green. What's the topic for today? I didn't catch.
Well, we have a technically open lying day, so we can talk about anything you want, but I had one or two things I wanted to hash out. Earlier I was hashing out these people are trying to interpret the Constitution without any history of any legal degree or speciality, and that behemoths are embracing their opinions and saying that this is a statement of fact, not and they have no history of where they got this initial information from.
Is it the Bahamian Constitution or the Haitian Constitution?
Only the Bahamian Constitution matters inside this country.
I see what you're saying. Without bringing any facts and to substantiate with their claims.
Yes.
Yeah.
So even speaking to you and engaging you, caller, what is the highest law in this land? Mm-hmm. No, I'm asking a question.
What is the highest law?
Yeah, in this land.
Oh, wow.
No, the simple question is, it's the Constitution.
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
No, I'm telling you now.
The highest law in the land is treason.
No.
No, not like that, although it is, right? And we got plenty of work to do on that, hey. But that's not what we're talking about. He's mean the highest instrument.
Which is the Constitution.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
The Bahamas is created based on our Constitution. And then all the laws that comes out of the Constitution is what makes us who we are. Right. No other Constitution can be brought up.
It's correct.
The Bahamas Constitution. Trump everything.
Hold on, but you were correct too, caller.
Yeah.
But as long as we abide by the Westminster system and that Constitution that... accompanies that. That's the highest law of the land.
Yes, and we're seeing that a number of pseudo intellectuals who are trying to evoke other people's constitution to be equal to our constitution in the same sentence. That's problematic.
The first thing a lot of behemoths are forgetting: we are still a third world country with first world status. That's one thing a lot of them are forgetting. They are comparing the Bahamas with China, Jamaica, China, America, and the United Kingdom, and they got to realize they're first world countries. Okay.
I got you.
I hear you.
Thank you, man.
And I appreciate that.
Okay.
Like I said, I wanted to pivot to the Hurricane Melissa.
Hurricane Melissa, yeah.
And speaking on that, is like a Hurricane 4. Now, are they predicting that it's going to go to Hurricane 4, possibly a Hurricane 5? And I want people to appreciate what is a Hurricane 5 and what happened when a Hurricane 5 passed over the Bahamas.
Category 5?
Category 5. Hurricane 5 that passed over the Bahamas. History shows that when Dorian passed over Abaco, it stopped. It was a 24-hour hurricane span happening in Abaco, and then, of course, by extension, over to Grand Bahama. That caused flooding. They said that the water came out from the ocean and came in land that then pull everything back out, right? Mm-hmm. Now we have this Hurricane Melissa, which is also threatening the southern region of the Bahamas, the southern region of the Bahamas. And I want us to remember Dorian and to remember what type of catastrophe happened then to, again, what one of our sister countries, Jamaica, which is saying that it's going to be like a four-day worth of hurricane. I'm not sure what that means. They're saying that because there's another tropical storm hurricane behind Melissa, that the slow speed of the Melissa, the Hurricane Melissa is going, that they're estimating that Jamaica will have hurricane impacts for 4 days. And I'm trying to help people imagine what does 4 days worth of hurricane impact winds for 4 days.
So Hurricane Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Floyd essentially sat over the Bahamas for 3 days. Mm-hmm. Huge, massive. Right? Like it moved slowly. So yeah. It didn't sit, but it moved slowly. It covered the entire country. We were in our house battened down for 3 days. Mm-hmm. So imagine a Hurricane Floyd, but two to three times stronger.
Mm.
Yeah, it is almost unfathomable. Mm-hmm. I don't think we prepared for that. I don't think we've ever considered. The only people who understand that are the people who lived through Dorian.
Through Dorian.
Mm. Yeah.
Through Dorian.
Those are the only people who understand what that's like. The people who survived, and those who didn't, Dorian.
Who feels it knows it.
Our government is now considered evacuating the southern corridor because of the strength of this particular hurricane and because of how slow it is moving, that they are prepared to, and I want people to fathom what does that mean? What is the implication of that? They are prepared to evacuate everybody
mm-hmm.
who lives in the southern corridor
mm-hmm.
to come northwards.
Mm-hmm.
Are we prepared for that?
No, we're not prepared for it.
And what should we be doing as citizens in terms of if we have to evacuate our brothers and sisters, our cousins who live down south, what is our responsibility? Because coming here, I assume they can't bring much stuff.
Listen, you see they wasn't successful with Dorian, right? Like, they told everybody to evacuate, nobody did, so.
Mm-hmm. So what is our responsibility for the Southern Corridor? Right now it's just talks, but the government said they're prepared to do it because they're watching the storm. But what does that mean coming to Nassau? Where would they live? Do we have a duty of care to make sure that these people are all right in terms of, hey, I know you can't bring a lot of supplies.
The Independent Secretariat came back with the 50th Independence expenditure.
Of course.
Well, then definitely we have a duty of care to take care. What do you mean if we have a duty of care to take care of residents in the archipelago?
I'm seeing we were just watching.
Sitting and watching.
Just watching.
Crazy.
So I want to start that conversation on what can we be talking about now if there's a need for a mass evacuation. I keep using the word now, mass evacuation of several islands to come to New Providence.
I can use your word, Nui. We need a narrative that would explain exactly what needs to be done in terms of this, you know?
And
we need a layout.
I agree. We need to start having that conversation on what would be the plan. Who, besides our government, what other NGO we can plug in order to have that support? Mm-hmm. So make sure we are prepared and not caught off guard.
You say NGO and plug in at the same time? Okay, you don't want nothing to wait.
No, of course. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. We're talking a little bit about the Constitution and how we allow anyone to create a narrative. We're talking about Hurricane Melissa and the implication of what could happen inside the southern region of the Bahamas.
Why would you say something so exciting while the music is playing, right? Music, people could create narratives. People could say whatever they want. You can't stop people from creating content. Where the entities, the mechanisms, the stakeholders, the experts that create a space where anything that is dangerous, it is so ridiculous, it's dangerous, anything can be challenged, put in its right place, juxtaposed next to expert response, an expert response, right? That's all.
Yeah, just come back and talk about that.
We can't move at the pace of life, man.
Yeah, why hasn't had the Attorney General explain this chaos about...
It doesn't even need to be the Attorney General,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, some experts. Let's take a break.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Hummus, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. At this present time, I want to give commend Minister Gira. Happened to be a passerby, right? My commentary is not all heroes wear capes. Minister Gators happened to be walking someplace, and he heard the cries of a baby. He didn't know where it's coming from, and he happened to look and see a child with the umbilical cord still attached. So I'm assuming that the child is a newborn, mm-hmm. right? And he reacted, called the relevant authorities, and the baby was able to survive. One can assume that more likely it was the child which was abandoned on the side of the street, for a newborn baby, that the mother had going through some type of mental challenges. And we know by medicine that these things happen. Go in depression, they react, right? I don't know who the mother is. More like it might be a younger person. It tends to be that, a younger person who dealing with household issues that seems to be overwhelming. And their immediate thought is to get rid of, right? Praying for that particular person, because I only can imagine what type of emotions that lady is going through. I'm hoping that the women's organizations who appreciates and understands the emotions that women go through when they have in children can reach out and assist.
Pause. Mm-hmm. I just want to make this point. I really appreciate what it is that you're saying. Mm-hmm. The word isn't emotions that they're going through. What we know is that pregnancy can totally change a woman. Do you know that women get diabetes, can experience diabetes in pregnancy? And the diabetes doesn't disappear when they give birth. Do you know that women lose their teeth? Women could lose all of their teeth in pregnancy. It's not just an emotional thing. There are chemical changes. There are hormonal and chemical changes that occur in a woman's body that can absolutely and totally change her. It could make her unbalanced psychologically and mentally and emotionally. Women regularly experience postpartum depression, right? Which can lead to acts of violence. It could lead to acts of abandoning your newborn baby. So I just wanted to broaden emotions, because people could just say, well, you decided to have a baby, you have to fix your feelings. It's not something that can just be fixed with a nod of a head. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of research and documentation into this subject matter. It's more than just emotions. That's why I want to say I really appreciate what it is that you're saying. We know what women experience during pregnancy, and we know what can happen. And so, yes, we need to seek help for her. We need to seek help for the child. And again, we need to celebrate the person, the individual, the man, Mr. Gator, Father Gator, Pastor mm-hmm. Gator, mm-hmm. who stopped to save the child.
This text here says, Aaron, I find it strange that he would demand degrees and designations from listeners to make a comment when many talk show hosts have made bolder statements and they don't have a letter behind their names. I think they're talking about...
They're talking about me.
No, they talk about it, my interpreter of the Constitution. And again...
Yeah, that subject matter, yeah.
Yes, my concern is the idea of you not saying that this is my opinion of this, which is cool, I can appreciate your opinion, but your statement is that this is a fact, right? And I'm asking you, how did you come to that conclusion? And then you have no explanation on how you come to that conclusion. That's problematic.
Mm-hmm.
That's problematic.
It is a problem. You know? Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted to. There's a number of texts, but I see they arrested someone for the murder of the pregnant lady.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we have this article here, Mr. Newry. This article in the paper as well today, but...
It's in the Nassau Guardian. Yeah.
Man to be charged with Saunders murder. I took this from the Nassau Guardian yesterday. The man who police believe is responsible for the death of Lauren Saunders, the pregnant mother of those whose partially decomposed body was found in bushes off Munnings Road on Wednesday, will be charged with murder in a magistrate's court on Monday, Police Commissioner Shanta Knowles confirmed today. Knowles said police found Saunders' body after receiving information that the suspect provided to investigators. Knowles could not confirm what caused Saunders' death. She said the report from the pathologist did not provide definitive answers. However, she said because of the evidence collected, police are confident that they can proceed with the murder charge. Knowles said the suspect is in his 30s and is known to the victim. Again, this was posted on the Guardian media pages yesterday.
Okay. I just wanted to have that in the record as we continue to watch to see how this case evolves. The charges are being brought forward now. I guess we now know who the person is.
Well, do we? Maybe that's in today's Guardian.
They're charging him now as we speak. I have a picture that inside it.
There's an article here that I see too. That's here on the NASA Guardian.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Let's go to this caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, call. You live. Call girl once.
Mr. Nuri.
Yeah, you live.
How you doing, sir? Good morning to you and your guest.
Morning.
Morning.
I just hear you say maybe the person who dumped that little baby out in the bush mentally disturbed. Could be, and don't have to be. Could be many reasons why she did that.
Give me one reason. Give me one
example. One reason could be she maybe don't want to bring shame to the family.
And that would be a mental issue again.
No.
Yes.
Yes, that would be a mental issue. No, that would be a mental issue.
Well, now you know.
Now you know. You didn't know before.
Because if my mother, yes, say...
And that still would be a mental issue. Now, I'm just telling you, it is. Not you didn't know it before.
I can't see if that's your opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. This is not an opinion.
So tell us. Hold on. Then you tell us what it is.
I just said so. You just say it's
No. If it's not, pause.
And people looking up to her.
Sir. I'm gonna ask you another simple question. If it's not a mental issue, then what is it?
I just tell you what it could be. You understand?
Tell me again. No, tell me again. Tell me again. Repeat it.
I said, a young lady inside a church, and everyone looking up to her, and she went with a boy, maybe get pregnant or stuff like that, and she tried to hide this baby, to get rid of this baby, because disgrace what maybe she may bring to the family.
Shame is a mental issue.
Yeah. Well, like I say, that's what you want to put it to that.
It's not how we like. It is. You know? It is. Because, it's a fact. It's a fact.
See, now, that baby still know her. In reality, when that baby grew up, he will always remember what really happened to him inside, what his mother do. Now, you may say, well, how the baby can know that? See, God is so awesome that he hang this world on nothing. Science say the world is hang on an axle.
I'm not sure why you're bringing God into this. My point is, it's a mental episode. Even the shame, all this is scientific. You're using scientific terms and emotional terms. The point is, the person, even though they should have embarrassment, it's still a mental issue.
I can let
issue.
You all stick with that, but I ain't going with that.
Okay. I cool with that.
Okay.
I just want to mention that all that is implication of some kind of psychosis, mental break, and that's why they reacted to that.
There's nothing normal about it.
It's not normal.
But we've normalized so many atrocities, right? And mainly we've normalized them so that we could erase our complicity. We could ignore the ways in which we are a part of the problem. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. This
isn't that common in 2025? I'm pretty sure.
But leaving babies?
No. I'm saying the fact that we tend to make situations so that it's not our problem. That's common.
Yeah, okay.
That's common.
Yeah. Ms. Texas said, it seems like when mothers aren't beating kids on video, they are leaving them in the bush. We need to psychologically evaluate
the men who would leave their children. Hold on, let me finish it. Because I'm an interpreter, I told you I work for the news.
Mm-hmm.
So that we need to evaluate the men who understand that they're leaving their children in unsafe situations and don't do everything possible to gain custody of the children.
Mm.
That's what we're going to do. Let me see who sent that text. I can tell you who sent it.
Okay, yes, the same person who you think sent it.
I know.
Say, good day. What I want to know is, what is our legislation maker's plan for the Category 5 storms that are going to hit the Bahamas? Yes, plan to batten down, but what about preventing water from surging? levees, dikes, proper drainage plans for neighborhoods old and new? Or are we just going to react?
I don't
NHIA
know.
NHIA providers have not been paid for all of September and October, so they said.
Yeah, that's...
The NHIA providers need to go in and lobby.
Or go in the street for the Prime Minister to tell them before December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
So the PM just had a press conference giving an evacuation order for the southern Bahamas starting the evacuation flights. Which I said, I know they proposed it, but I want to know what happens.
The headline says considering it.
Yeah, but now they... But what happens to the people that we're bringing in? What is the plan? Like I said, I applaud the Prime Minister. I see the need for the evacuation, you know.
So first things first, we identify, do you have a family available to take you in New Providence or which island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Abaco has a new shelter. They only partially completed phase one, but maybe they could go there.
Yeah.
But you're going to have people who may have medical needs. Right, so they need to be in a facility that can maintain electricity, can maintain temperature control, so their medication could be stored properly, so that they may need a medical bed, they may need wheelchairs, they may need a number of things. So social services is going to have to coordinate with internal government agencies and NGOs to provide support for those people.
Yes.
You may have family in New Providence, but they struggle, and you're really the breadwinner on the island, right? Will these people be able to access banking services?
Yeah.
Right? Is that going to be possible? But yeah, it's not a matter of this is a gift. This is the government's obligation.
Then we also know that Nassau Village has a community center now. They're acting as a hurricane shelter.
Hold on. Wasn't it a hurricane shelter that also had space for community service? Isn't it primarily a hurricane shelter and a community center? Or is it a community center that can act as a hurricane shelter?
I don't know. Because I don't know the legality of it in terms of the PPP, who owns it, how they make money, how they maintain, who pays the bills, right? So I don't know what it is.
In those details, we could get a sense of the answer that I'm looking for. But what I really mean is it built to hurricane code standards, right? To withstand a category 5, and it also will function as a community center? Or will it function as a community? Is it a community center that can be a shelter up to, say, category 2?
But is a community center 365 days a week?
But that's not the point I'm making, Yuri. I'm talking about how it was built. Was it built to be primarily a hurricane shelter that could withstand, say, up to Category 4? Or is it built to be a community center that could be a hurricane shelter for hurricanes up to Category 2?
And I hear you. And I'm still thinking that our building code is the same. It hasn't been changed to accommodate any
you're still not answering my question. The building code is a standard. You could exceed the standard, you know. You're not required by law to limit yourself to that standard. You could build something stronger than what the code calls for.
And I'm saying that all of the buildings in the Bahamas are built to the same code at this present time. Here's the next question.
We had the Bahamas Contractors Association shouted us, because they've been telling us for a little while, you know, but they shouted at us that, hey, you know, when the government enacted the new contractors legislation that required a contractors board to license contractors to enable them to work in the Bahamas, and that board has never been constituted ever, which means that effectively all local contractors operating in the Bahamas have been operating without a license. What about the Hurricane Shelter / Community Center project in Nassau Village? Was that built by a licensed contractor? What about the Abaco Hurricane Shelter and Community Center that was supposed to be $1.8 million but now costs $4.5 million and is not actually completed, not even the full phase? Mm-hmm. Was that built by a licensed contractor?
We get me to interrogate all of that. I wanted to read this.
And what are the legal implications, and what are the implications for insurance coverage if neither of those structures were constructed by licensed contractors?
But all constructions have to be licensed, eh? But I mean, okay, but making this point.
But no contractors have been licensed since the enactment of the legislation.
Concurrently, I want you to read this thing also before we go. Churches.
Mm-hmm.
Churches is are still hurricane shelters. This one that was built is built of the same regulations. But let's read this in the record before we go. We're getting ready to leave.
Yeah, because you bait me like you want me to. Groupers don't cuss, you know.
I understand.
There's an article, man charged with Lauren Sanders' murder, posted today's Guardian. A 31-year-old man has been formally charged with the murder of his pregnant mistress. Prosecutors allege that Reuben Cartwright Jr. killed Lauren Sanders on October 19th and left her body in bushes off Munnings Road. Cartwright didn't have to enter a plea to the charge when he made his first court appearance before Chief Magistrate Roberto Reckley. Bail was denied, and Cartwright was advised of his right to seek bail in the Supreme Court. The matter has been adjourned to January 22, 2026, for the presentation of a voluntary bill of indictment. Cartwright is represented by the firms of Cargill & Co. and Monroe & Associates.
This text here says government hasn't passed the legislation to properly license contractors as yet. So I wanted to read that in.
I'm glad that you read that in. I thank you for adding another, like peeling another layer off the onion. So,
onion, yeah.
Go on, LeBron.
No, I wasn't going to say anything really. I was going to let you continue. You're going to continue.
Thank you. Yeah. So we have the legislation passed, what, in 2016? 9 years without any board being appointed. And then what did the text say just now, Mr. Newry?
That, hold on. The government hasn't passed any legislation to properly license contractors.
Forget the implications for the security of the Bahamian people that must occupy these buildings locally. What about the implications for, like, insurance coverage? What is my recourse? What are insurance companies going to say when they realize that I am seeking recourse for injury having occupied a building that was constructed by contractors that are not properly licensed? What's happening? So, see, early in my conversation, Yuri, I let them know I'm not afraid of storms, but I understand why people are deathly concerned, because when they look around them, the systems that they are supposed to rely on to make decisions to keep them safe are dysfunctional. And I mean, that's it. We're all out of time.
We do have time. So anyway, I would like to hear, I know there was a press conference by the Prime Minister about evacuating people from the Southern Corridor. I'd like to hear the plan, what it would happen for these people. I'm assuming they will use the Nassau Village Community Center / Hurricane Shelter. Like I said, Aaron is debating on which one it is. I think that can hold about 300-400 people, right? They have the generators, they have the access to modern amenities. So I would like to know how all of this would be impacted with the people from the Southern Corridor.
But do they know the exact numbers, like who all is coming over and stuff like that? Have they figured all that out yet?
No, I have no clue. No clue at all. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.